Good morning. 7:54 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. On November the 3rd, Sunday morning. A quiet Sunday. A cloudy Sunday. There's patches of blue sky to the west and to the south. But there's pretty much solid cloud deck to the northeast and north. Not sure what that bodes for the weather today. It's not as cold as it has been. It's 40 degrees. I'm taking my gloves off because I worked up a bit of a sweat. 17 minutes on the first mile. Not a great first mile. Well, I'm walking. My hips are sore today. I'm not quite sure if it's because I've been sitting so much and riding. Yay! Or if it's because I took too many days off and pushed too hard getting back into it. So anyway, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm moving. And thinking about the story, The Hermit of Lammas Wood. Oh my. It's coming along quite nicely, I have to say. 11,000 words, 11,000 and some odd words. 99 maybe. So about a 6,000 word day yesterday. I think it was like 599. 59.99. One word short. That's probably more like five words short, because there's words in there that probably shouldn't be counted as part of the book. But I typed them, so they're counting. So 11,100 round numbers. And a 5,000 word goal for today. I didn't get any words this morning. I slept. I went to bed last night. Oh, it was relatively early. It was like 9:30. I got the last of my words done late in the day and went to bed. And the reason I got my words done late in the day was that when I got back from my walk, Talking on My Morning Walk was gone. The website was missing. It was there, but there were no posts. It took me 2.5 hours to fix it and recover from backup. Apparently one of my post data files was butchered. So if one of your if you made a comment after like 1:30 in the morning Saturday night or something, and I didn't see it, and it's not there now, it's because I didn't see it, and I just restored the backup for the entire database, which erased everything from early to later. And the backup was like 1:15 a.m. Saturday morning, and so it's only 6 hours. So I don't know, we'll see. But 2.5 hours of writing time, prime writing time, because mornings is really when I do my best work, I think. Kaputsk. Kind of a pain. And then I dubbed around because I knew I had to take the daughter to the library at 1 o'clock because she was meeting with her study group. And my plan was to take the netbook and go to that library, the other library at the other end of town, and sit while she was doing her homework stuff with the group and do some writing. Save myself a 40-minute ride. So I got everything set up on the netbook, ready to go. And she came down to tell me at 1:45, oh, we've moved the time to 2 o'clock because not everybody's ready. So I dubbed around some more. Instead of opening word processor and writing, but I dubbed around some more. And so I lost, oh crap. I lost like 6 hours of writing time right in the middle of the day yesterday. But I made up for most of it. I had, I had 6,000, a little over 6,000 words. No. Total. So I had a little over 1,100 words in the morning before I started my walk. And then got it up to about 3,300 or so. I only needed 1,800 words to make my quota for last night. And so we're in the middle of a Breaking Bad marathon, and my wife wanted to watch a couple of episodes, which turned into three, which meant three more hours while we were having dinner. So I didn't get to write, to sit down to work on that last 1,800 words until it was about 7:30, 8 o'clock. But the good news was that I powered through them by about 9:30 and was able to go to bed. I actually got a few extra words because I only needed 5,000 and they did almost 6. So it worked out really well. Now today I've got to buckle down and get some work done. Another 5,000 word day would put me at 15,000, 16,000 and stay right on track for winning NaNoWriMo at 50,000 words on the 10th. Not a record pace for me, but a solid pace considering everything else is going on. This weekend, next weekend coming up, is the play, and so my daughter will be in rehearsals Monday and Tuesday. I'm not sure if they got a rehearsal Wednesday or not. But the play is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm expecting I'm just going to have to go and see it three times. Just all there is to it. It's a Midsummer Night's Dream and a play that I enjoy. And having her be student director and actually beginning now, finally, near the end, to help shape the production a little bit, should be good. I'm looking forward to it. But that also means some evenings when I won't be writing. So I've got to be very close to my word goals by the end of the day, each of those days. So the story is unfolding. Some elements that I didn't actually, I sort of predicted, or I sort of had in the back of my mind that didn't actually get into the pre-writing notes, was that Tanith would find her long-lost son. And he would become the antagonist in the early part of the story. He may stay the antagonist through the whole thing, but he's also going to be instrumental at the end, I believe. Rebecca's father is shown up, not in person yet, but his presence has been felt here in Northport. And we've learned a little bit more about Tanith's background, and to a certain extent, a little bit more about Rebecca's relationship with her father. And we've set the stage for Tanith to go off into the backwoods with Gertie Pinecrest's granddaughter, it turns out. A granddaughter who hasn't spoken to Gertie for, these many winters. So it should be fun, should be interesting. I hope it's going to be fun, I hope it's going to be interesting. They're going to have to encounter some sort of thing in the woods. And Tanith hasn't had any episodes yet in the first part of the book, so I've got to have a dream episode, I think. And I think it's going to come in the next chapter, actually. Because her son, of course, has learned that she's planning to go off into the backcountry and is quite adamant that his dear old brother should not go out into the dangerous forest by herself, which is really quite silly. Because the truth is that she's probably as well equipped, if not better equipped, than the son is. Even though the son might be a soldier and have weapon skills, he's not necessarily best suited to bivouacking in the wild. So we'll see. Ooh, that's an interesting idea. Monk Po. That is an interesting idea. I wonder if I can play with that. A little breeze kicking up this morning. The sun is high in relatively high in the sky. It's shining through the cloud cover, so offering no particular warmth, no particular benefit other than light, which is, I suppose, not an inconsiderable consideration. Hiking along, trying to get back. I want some more breakfast. I had an English muffin with some peanut butter, a little bit of toast this morning. That's pretty much it today. I need some protein. I need to get some words herded. Add them up, move them out, line them up neatly in rows. Some of them will go together. More go together than not, I hope, but we'll see. But yes, this morning is quite lovely, and I'm looking forward to getting out and walking. I think I can perhaps switch over to 6 o'clock again. I was noticing that at 7, although I slept till nearly 8, which would have been 7 local. 8? 6? I don't know. I noticed when it would have been 6 o'clock, which meant it would have been 7 o'clock. On the clock, that it was in fact quite gray. It was certainly not the black of night anymore. That's what I've been used to seeing at 6 a.m. So perhaps I'll go at 6. At least tomorrow, just to get it out of the way. So that'll clear the decks for me to go over to the library to work tomorrow morning in the NaNoWriMo room. I wonder how their ReaderCon went yesterday. They're having a Minecraft library building contest where you were supposed to log on and build a library using Minecraft blocks, apparently. That would have been fun, but yeah, I didn't have that kind of time yesterday. Would like to get a little playtime in today if at all possible, but I gotta get some words down. I gotta get some significant words down before noon. Roofers up, starting to work already this morning, Sunday morning. Yeah, they're way behind because of the weather. the rain for a week really, really set them back. Yeah, I wore enough clothes today. It was only 40 degrees, but I dressed for 30. The thing about living here is the sky is so wide. I notice it when I go back east, and the horizon seems so close. The horizon is the next line of trees. It's right there. It's no, you know, what you see is a fraction of the sky that's here. The horizon to the west is a little bit obscured because of the housing development I live in, but even that, the streets are double wide, triple wide. And so it leaves great swaths of open space. And the park to the east covers, takes out most of the trees between me and the eastern horizon. The tree line in the east is about 2.5 miles away. So it's very low. It's very low to the ground. And while curvature of the earth would dictate a horizon at around 50 miles at sea level, here it's probably 40. With just a thin layer of trees, buildings in between me and the rising sun in the east. So the sky is huge. You can see almost to the horizon to the north and all the way to the horizon to the south, which brings a huge dome of sky to bear. It's quite lovely this morning with several different cloud layers. There's some cirrus clouds way up high, some cumulus clouds lower, and between them all is a gorgeous blue. It's quite a lovely morning. How'd I do, Endo? Eighteen on the back half. Not a big day, but a good day. It was a Sunday, and I went out for a walk. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.